Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, sick of these niggas. Sick of these niggas. Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas. Sick of this shit. Move to the rich. turn out the bitch. It is what it is, yeah. GLE, cause that Lambo moving fast. S class, G class, lot of class. In a rocket, and that bitch ain't got no tags. Louis bags in exchange for body bags, yeah. I'm sick of these niggas. Sick of these niggas. Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas. Fuck what it was. It is what it is. Whatever you did. It is what it is, and I'm so tired. I fuck with them all, but I got ties. Knock you off to pay their tithes. They want me gone, but don't know why. It's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit. I'm your brother shit. All that other shit. It's too late for all that. It's too late for all that. Hey, it's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit. I'm your brother shit. All that other shit. It's too late for all that. Hey, it's too late for all that. Hey, sick of these niggas. I'm sick of these niggas. Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas. I'm not with the rah rah. I am a da da. My bitch is Chanel now. Your bitch in a spada. Yeah, and he shook. Please don't let them fool ya. I don't care how they look. Heard all of the talking, now it's quiet, now it's shush. 29 is coming, they on edge when I cook. Lead the league in scoring, man, but look at my assist. Yes, I be with Future, but I like to reminisce. Yeah. I do not forget a thing, I'm patient, it's a gift. Yeah. Try to tell them they ain't gotta do it, they insist. Yeah, I could tell. I just gave them 2 for $40 million like Chappelle. Standing over coffin with a hammer and a nail. Heard you hit up so-and-so, that name don't ring a bell. Nah, sick of these niggas. Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas. I'm sick of this shit. I'm running a blitz. Whatever you did. It is what it is, and I'm so tired. I fuck with them all, but I got ties. Knock you off to pay their tithes. They want me gone, but don't know why. It's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit. I'm your brother shit. All that other shit. It's too late for all that. It's too late for all that. Hey, it's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit. I'm your brother shit. All that other shit. It's too late for all that. Hey, it's too late for that.
And the eagle spreads its wings. It's something to behold. It's something to behold. Nearly 9 feet from tip to tip when it spreads its wings. It was built for high places. It was built to soar, I think you would say meters, about 3 meters. It was built to soar, to fly. It was built to withstand storms, so that when the storm comes and other birds run for shelter, the eagle runs into the storm and uses the storm to lift it up so that it can fly above the storm. You know you're an eagle when you ran into a storm that you thought was going to kill you, and instead of it killing you, it lifted you higher than you've ever been lifted before. It's a sure sign you're an eagle. Can you hear me tonight? Spread those wings, and it begins to fly. It can see several miles, even in the night. It can see its prey and its opponent. Eagles are awesome birds. The eagle knows that he ain't hooked up with no chicken. Because this old chicken can't get up in the air that high. It might think the eagle is pretty cute, but it can't get up there where the eagles fly, because its body is fat and its wings are too short, and it can only flap up a little ways and fall back down again. And some of you have got a lot of eagles that are trying, you are eagles, and you've got a lot of chickens that are trying to flap up there and get where you are. But God will take you to a place where you can only hook up with other eagles. And eagles are all, do you hear what I'm saying to you? So don't be frustrated when you see the chickens flapping up and falling down. Because at this stage in your life, it's time for you to be synergistic with other eagles. Eagles love on another level. Eagles live on another level. Eagles think on another level. Eagles function on another level. Eagles dream on another level. Eagles build on another level. Glory to God. If you had somebody reject you, leave you, walk out the door, stop crying about it. It was just a chicken. What you need is another eagle with wings and dreams and visions and concepts and ideas, who's not jealous of you, who's not intimidated by you, who's not fighting you. You know that it's an eagle when they're not jealous of you. You know it's another eagle when they can think thoughts like you think. You know it's another eagle when they can pray for you and help you to get to the next level. It's only the chickens that are down on the ground talking about everybody. Wonder how much further you would be if you would focus on being synergistic with other eagles rather than expending your energy trying to change chickens.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. We are live at the fair, you know. I hope everyone is enjoying their morning. Those that are on their way to work, I hope that you have something really, really, really planned for your weekend as far as financing is concerned. And again, today is Financial Fridays. We will definitely be going into depth today, dealing with the Constitution and how it affects you today, how it can help you today, not affect you, but how it can help you today, especially dealing with this vaccine. We're going to go into depth on that today. I hope everyone's been enjoying their week. Again, it's Friday, Financial Fridays, and we're gonna touch some great a great topic today, man. We're gonna discuss this, but give me about another minute or so. I'm gonna try to see who else is gonna come in. See if my guy Kalam is going to call in today. And, man, I'll be right back.
You know that shit hurts because it hurts me, baby. But I had to call you and let you know. You keep your head up and I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah, young and a shooting star, baby.
Elementary school, high school, middle school, church, on the block, at work, working out, shooting star the whole time, right there in front of you.
I can't write my wrongs, so I write songs.
I left to chase my dreams, don't you never forget. I admit, I want it love, but wasn't ready for it.
And sorry I broke your heart, baby, but what's a life without scars, baby? Who would've knew I'd get this far, baby? Do you believe in shooting stars, baby? Young in a shooting star, baby. Do you believe in shooting stars, baby? Young in a shooting star, baby. Young in a shooting star.
You must work on yourself continuously. Never be satisfied with yourself. Always know that as you invest the effort and time on you, that's the greatest ability that human beings have above animals. See, a dog can't be anything but a dog. Tree can't be anything but a tree. Human being, you've got unlimited potential. You can put effort on you, and by concentrating on you and developing you, you can transform your life wherever you are right now. And as you continue to work on yourself, you will begin to expand your vision of yourself. You begin to work towards self-mastery. And you will begin to see it reflect itself in all the dimensions of your life, your mental life, your physical life, your social life, in your relationships, your monetary life. So concentrate on developing yourself. The next thing is, develop a health plan. See, you can't feel well and do well if you don't have good health. You can't perform if you don't have your health. Your health is valuable. Develop a health plan, a plan that you will follow, because this is the only vehicle that you have to carry you through this experience called life. And you want to take good care of it because you love you enough. You care enough about you. And that's not easy. It is not easy having a health plan and sticking to it. You want to live life with energy and passion. You want to make a conscious effort to be lively. You want to be happy. You got a lot to be thankful for. So you've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself. And short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me. The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. What do you want? What gives you your life? How will you know when you've got it? What will make you happy? You need to know. You need to start asking yourself some questions. What do I really, really, truly want? And you need to be exact about that. Don't be vague. Oh, I just want to be happy. That's too vague. What will make you happy? How will you know when you got it? In what you've done with your life thus far, is it giving you what you want? Is it giving you what you want? When you look toward the future, when you look at all that's going on out here, is there some place within yourself you say, hey, I know I need to be out there in that arena. I know I can do more than what I've been doing. I know there's some great music that I have within me that I haven't brought out here yet. Is that something that you begin to look at within yourself? So I used to do that, and I used to go to big rallies and see guys up speaking when I wasn't courageous enough to go out there and say, hey, my name is Les Brown, the motivator, Mamie Brown's boy, I want to talk. I would never do that. I'd just be back there looking at him and wanting to get the autograph and would say, can I meet you, Mr. Wagley, or Miss, can I meet Mr. Zig Ziglar? Please tell him, who are you? Oh, Les Brown. Because I felt within myself I was a nobody. So who am I to go talk to these guys and go get their autographs? I like to do what you do. See, I say if you look at your life, and if you're not getting what you want, you owe it to yourself to do something differently. If you're on a job, 85%, they say, of Americans go to jobs that they're unhappy. If you're doing something 8 hours a day that you don't like, it's not giving you what you want, it's not giving you a strong feeling of satisfaction and fulfillment, you're miserable, you hate to go there, you're depressed just thinking about it, you sing the Thank God It's Friday song every week, it's giving you headaches just thinking about it on Sunday afternoon after the football game goes off. If that's what it is, you owe it to yourself to start strategically working to change directions. See, but you know what most people will do? Most people will resist change. Most people will fight change as if change would be worse than what they're experiencing. See, they know this. They're familiar with this. Most people will not challenge the unknown. They won't just step out there. See, there are certain things that's got to be in place. They've got to see it all together. And life isn't like that. That's not how you grow. So as you look at your life, you're saying, I'm not getting what I want. As you begin to look toward the future, begin to know that whatever it takes for you to create that, you've got that in you. You've got that. You've got genius in you. You've got goodness in you. You've got creativeness in you. If you decide to take the initiative to change the current quality of your life, I say to you that you will find that the universe is on your side, that life is on your side. Now, will it be turbulent? Yes. Will it be easy? No, no. Will you have some opposition? Yes. Will I make a lot of mistakes? Yes. Will I get hurt? Yes. Yes. See, a lot of people won't try anything different in life because they don't want to get hurt. Let me tell you something. It's too much pain to duck. Pain is everywhere. You can hide under here. It will come where you are. Really, if I go back here, pain will come. Hey, Les, come on out. It will come. It's everywhere. Viktor Frankl calls it unavoidable suffering. You can't duck it. But most people spend their life not wanting to deal with the pain of rejection, the pain of defeat, the pain of being disappointed, the pain of losing, the pain of failure, the pain of being criticized, the pain of not being liked, the pain. That's called life. Life is full of pain. It's everywhere. But guess what? There's no gain without pain. Now, if you're going to hurt anyhow, get some yardage out of it. Because it's the pain of regret that you experience. If I had it to do over again, that's a pain. Don't you know that's something? When you know, I was in a seminar once, and this lady stood up. If I had my life to live over again, she talked about all of the things that she would do. And you can feel the pain of regret in her voice. The pain of regret. She still experienced pain. She was trying not to experience the pain of defeat, the pain of disappointment, the pain of loss, the pain of lack of support. And she still experienced pain. It was right there. We can't get around it. Most people are governed by their habits, their fears, and the opinions of others. A lot of people never try anything differently because they have been convinced by people in their lives that they value that they can't do it. They're living within the context of the opinions that other people have of them, the low expectations. Many people doubt themselves because when they thought about doing something at some critical point in their lives, somebody they respected and honored, somebody they believed in, somebody that they loved, someone they trusted said, "You can't do that." And they accepted that. That's why I didn't go off to college. I had an instructor that I believed who said, "You're not college material, Mr. Brown. You're not as smart as your brother Wesley or your sister Margaret Ann. You're not college material. Why don't you try and get your job at the post office? Try and do something with your hand, or go down to the Miami City Sanitation Department and see can you get a job there. Or why don't you try and go into the Army?" I took that test, Mr. Tellers, already. What happened? I failed. I told you. Anybody fail the Army test, you're really in trouble. So I went down to the sanitation department to try and get a job because that's what I believe was possible for me. As you look at your life, ask yourself the question, what would your life be like? What would your life look like if you decided not to care what people thought of you? What would your life be like if you decided to give up some of your fears? What would your life be like if you decided to become courageous? What would your life be like? If you decided to act on your dream, if you did what you felt in your heart, you know what courageous means? Tom Rusk and Randy Reed said, they said that courage comes from a French word which means of the heart. Because how does it feel to you? He says that courage, you know, it takes courage to live. Says most people go through life not allowing themselves to step out because they don't want to let go. They don't want to be blown around. They don't want to be moved. The courage to face life's whirling wind of contradictions. The courage to love yourself. The courage to love. For years, I was afraid to love. The courage to take a chance. The courage to be who you are. He says, courage isn't for somebody else, for medals, applause, or moral debts. Courage is what at that moment feels most right for you. Not just situational ethics, but what feels right in your heart. The word of the heart. What feels right in your heart. One great philosopher says, cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. What does that mean? That valiant people aren't afraid? No, no, no. It means that they experience that fear and they move forward. They move forward anyhow. Many people are dead now. Many people are allowing their dreams to die. Many people are allowing their ideas to lie dormant and collect dust. Many people have all this talent and ability that they are allowing to be buried inside of them, that they will take with them to their graves because they didn't have the courage to be who they are. And I say, as you begin to look toward the future and manifesting your greatness, it's going to take everything in you, everything in you, that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it that I can express more of me? How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? How is it? And start living with a sense of urgency because you're here today. You're gone today. Life is unpredictable. It's uncertain. There are no guarantees. No guarantees out here at all. So holding back, what are you waiting on? Ask yourself, what's the benefit of your waiting? What's the benefit of your not living your dream? What's the benefit of not listening to yourself? Oh, please, listen to yourself. You know the feelings. If you start listening to the feelings in your heart, and I'm doing it now more every day, I find that my feelings, I can trust them. And I say to you that as you look toward the future, you look at life on a daily basis, if there's something that you have been given, if you've heard something within yourself that you know that that what you're doing now doesn't fit for you, it doesn't work for you, it's not giving you what you want, and there's something else that you want to do, don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it, to build a case on why you can't have it, to tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. But the possibilities for you are unlimited. If you're in a rebuilding process, it's unlimited. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do. That's the capacity of human beings. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. It doesn't matter how many flops you've had. It doesn't matter how much money you've lost. In fact, I see it only as an investment of what you learn from life, not losses, but investments of what's possible for you. And I say to you that once you start listening to yourself and as you begin to act on your dream, as you start just trying to find your way, doing what you can with what you have, you will start seeing things opening up for you. You'll start attracting people. You say, where'd it come from? Things will start coming together, clicking for you. You say, whoa. You start brainstorming. Ideas will come out of nowhere as you focus on it. The key to it is to begin to focus on what it is you want to do. Why, Les? Why is that important? Because as you focus on that which you want to do, that which we focus on, that which we give our energy to, it will begin to multiply. It will begin to expand. It will begin to develop your consciousness. And out of that comes your greatness. Out of that comes a commitment. Out of that comes a passion for life. Out of that comes a special power that you have in you that you haven't even called on yet. See, the powers that we have will never reveal themselves if we don't challenge them, if we don't put ourselves in a position where we have to use them. So one of the most important things is reading a book that's a really interesting book called Instant Millionaire, and the guy said, put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. Or swallow half the pool of life. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. So what is it? How do we handle that whole piece? Throw your whole self into it. See, most people go at it tentatively. They don't give all their stuff. They don't concentrate. They don't put everything they've got in them. One guy wrote a book called All You Can Do Is All You Can Do. And all you can do is enough. But he said, make sure you do all you can do. And if we're honest this evening, we know that we haven't done all we can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at my personal relationships, if I look at my professional relationships, if I look at my family relationships, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life.
Are you committed? Because without commitment, nothing happens. If you're not committed, you're not going to make it. You have to be committed. Through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment, or you're not gonna make it. It's a commitment. It's not a feeling. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to. While they was golfing, I was studying. While they was shooting hoops, I was studying. While they was playing games and sitting up and eating and joking in the restaurant, I was studying. You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline, your tenacity. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen. Nobody's going to put into your dream before you put in. You have to invest in what you dream for. Anybody can dream it, but you'll never see it until you're willing to be committed to it. I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass. Do you believe anything bad enough to fight for it and sweat for it and work for it?
The uncommitted life isn't worth living. Why? Because it doesn't produce anything. The people that make a commitment with their lives, the people that make a commitment to their customers, the people that make a commitment to their families, to their relationships, are the people that make the greatest impact in life. When we put ourselves in a situation where we say we're going to do it, it puts you in another zone where the universe responds to you. See, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. That power to create that and to manifest that is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, become bankrupt if necessary, again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up. Nothing can resist a person that has that kind of commitment.
The business concept was created to help smaller businesses boost and promote their services. At The Business Concept, we believe every business has a story. We design logos, menus, flyers, business cards, and more. Our starting rate is $25. You can contact us on Facebook at The Business Concept, on Instagram at TheBusiness_Concept, or email us at TheBusinessConcept1@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. We back. We are back, man. Again, today is Financial Fridays. Today is Financial Friday. And, man, I'm going to just basically go over the topic. I want to hit this Constitution. The reason I want to hit this Constitution is because it's dealing with finances, you know. It's dealing with the structuring of a business. I ain't going to say too much as it's dealing with the financing part, but it's dealing with the structure of business. Today, man, I want to go in heavy on this vaccine. Now, as I've seen certain stories fly by, across social media, they're trying to enforce this vaccine, okay? And I don't know about y'all, but I kind of got an issue with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that, you know, it's my choice. If I want the shot, then I get it. But if I don't, who are you to tell me that I must have it, that I have to have it, and that I will get it, you know? So I wanted to touch in and deal with the Constitution because if you've been tuning in with us lately, we've been going over the book, We the Corporation. Now, We the Corporation talks about not only the rights of the people, but rights of business entities, all right? So if you're working for a job and they're trying to force you to get this vaccine, do understand that those entities have rights too. And if, excuse me, that's one of them good stretches. But, yeah, so if your job is trying to enforce that vaccine, understand that they could possibly be working with the government versus working against them. See, the Constitution was set up strictly for the people, but over the years, people became person. And so with that, the corporations have been actually using this Constitution and being more successful with using the Constitution than we the people. Okay? Now, the subject is we're going to be short with it, but I'm going to kind of go into the Tennessee Constitution of 1870, and I'm going to go into the Tennessee Constitution because that's the state that I'm out of, that I reside in, you know. So I'm most definitely wanting to basically touch the my state constitution, if anything. All right, we're going to go into the Article 1 Declaration of Rights. So if you pull that up, and then I'm also going to put it into the chat, the private chat, all right? And we're going to go over Article 1 Declaration of Rights, all right? And it says, Section 1, all power inherent in the people, government under their control. The all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness, for the advancement of those ends they have at all times, an unalienable and indefeasible right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they may think proper. Now, that's Article 1, Declaration of Rights. We don't have to go any farther than that. That right there says a whole lot. That says a whole lot. All power inherent in the people. Now, who are the people? You are the people. See what I'm saying? So, the power is inherent in you. Okay? And the government under their control. Government under their control. All right? So you want to understand that you have all the power. You have everything in your hand. The ball is in your court. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to use it to the best of your ability, or are you going to abuse it? You see? We want to learn more and more every day information that can help us long term. Okay? Long term. If we do that, then we most definitely will. Man, I don't know what they are doing, but they definitely cut me off. Okay. I don't know where I left off at. Okay. we was into the Constitution. Now, with the with that Constitution, it tells you that all rights are inherent in the people. All right, let me get back to it. I had to do that. All power inherent in the people, government under their control, and that's just basically letting you guys know that you do have the right to be heard. You have the right to voice your opinion. You have the right to stand up for what you believe in. You have all of these rights. Now, it's your responsibility as we the people to actually go out, study those that information. Just don't go off what someone else says, you know. You got to actually get out yourself and do a little studying and the researching yourself, okay? Because this information is meant to be used wisely, okay? Our ancestors were wise people, you know. Now, you do have some I want to say, fools out here who learn this information, and they go out and they do real hideous things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, use it wisely. But, okay, Financial Fridays, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about some investments, you know. Let's talk about certain things dealing with real estate. Okay. Now, I started doing real estate at the age of 30. I'm 35 now. Okay. Now, when I first jumped in it, I had a bunch of boo-boos. I had a bunch of downfalls, you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why I'm here today, so that a lot of people can be saved from their downfalls, all right? But you definitely want to do your due diligence when dealing with this real estate. Because, man, I'm telling you, like, I work with some real wealthy people in my area, and, man, it's like I see the success. I like to surround myself with those type of people, you know. I see the success. I see, you know, the strategies. I understand the brilliantness behind it, but it can be hard work, you know. But anything that can be hard work is actually good for, you know, what you're trying to do, because once you get the hang of things, then you can start seeing, like, the different structures, how it structures your life. You know what I'm saying? So you want to understand the direction that you wanna, you know, go in, and stick with it. Stick with it. If that, you know, if you want to switch it up, then switch it up sometime. You know, because I can understand that, you know, certain things used to get can get boring. You know what I'm saying? For instance, you know, when I was driving trucks, man, I would go from Memphis to Texas, Houston, just at least three times a week, you know. But going one direction got kind of boring to me. I was falling asleep, you know, behind the wheels. I was, you know, basically just focused, just was getting bored with the whole trucking idea in the first place. So what I started doing was just switching it up, you know, just switching it up until I got to where I needed to go, You know what I'm saying? I mean, believe you me, certain things is not for everybody, you know? But in my case, I prefer to deal with real estate. You know, I did trucking, man, for 13 years, owner operator for almost 8 years. Man, I did pretty damn good, you know what I'm saying, at an early age at that. So with me getting into the real estate, I saw the pros and the cons. And I'm going to tell you what I started off with. I started off with tax liens. You know, certain states have tax lien states, and then you have certain states that are tax deed states. And I'll be having some of those webinars where I go over those states, you know. But you can always, you know, research this information online as well. You know, you don't necessarily have to, you know, wait on the webinar. But now if you just want me to show you the ins and outs, that's what that webinar would be for, okay? And now when I started dealing with the tax liens, I didn't quite understand much about it. So what I started doing was just following some of the more successful people that were dealing with it. As I went to certain bid offs, I would just go and watch the bid offs. I wouldn't actually interact with it because, you know, I was curious, but I didn't understand it. And then, you know, I got with some investors, and I basically just learned how to interact with them. And I started actually just going out, you know what I'm saying, seeking more and more knowledge. One of the things that my grandmother instilled in me was to always pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. All right, you want understanding of all things. You want knowledge. You want to be knowledgeable of all things. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to know everything, but when you run across it, you will be knowledgeable of it. You see what I'm saying? And the wisdom that comes behind it, like you want years and years of wisdom. Wisdom comes with aging. You see what I'm saying? So I want to be a wise, what they would say, youngster. As you don't get old, you forever stay young, you know? So what we're going to do is, because I'm having some type of issue with this board, I'm going to go to a quick commercial and try to see what's actually taking place, and we'll be right back, all right?
So long, didn't have no choice but to grow up.
Grow up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up,
pull up. Spending racks and demons on my girl, watching her grow up.
Ooh.
Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coke.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in a Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show up.
No.
From my young nigga, 50 balls, told him little nigga, grow up.
No.
Uncle Vic told me, stay down with this shit till it blow up.
I got you.
Smoking on some shit you not got, walk in my soda.
Dirty.
Used to sign for the packs, now I sign t-shirts and posters.
No.
Drop 500 racks to drop the top on that new roaster. Balenciaga the drip,
it's dope.
First class, Dubai, take a trip.
It's dope.
Spend a little bit, stack all the chips.
Stack it up.
I walk in my jail and go crazy.
Woo.
Can't get money with me, you too lazy. One thing I ain't never did was never, ever, ever let a bitch play me.
Hell nah.
Sorry.
put it down in the city, now I'm up, nigga. I used to eat 100 peas just for lunch, nigga. I got fuck niggas recruiting other fuck niggas. Hustle hard, ain't no such thing as luck, nigga.
Hold up, 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 hold up. We was down for so long, didn't have no trust but to go up. Bitch, I'm in a Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us. From my young nigga, 50 balls, told a little nigga, grow up.
Hold
up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up,
hold up.
I just pulled a 8 of codeine and a Coca-Cola.
Bro.
I make it look too easy, I carry my whole hood on my shoulder.
Damn.
If money not in the equation, please do not approach us.
Swear to God.
Cut my day one nigga off because of jealousy.
Damn.
Every day I'ma get fresh and pull up medicine.
Dirty.
Post too much dirt by mistake because I'm heavy hand. Bitch, I'm the plug best friend, you just a middle man.
Hey, fuck them niggas.
I don't fuck with them niggas, I'm cut from a different cloth.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask the CEO and your rap friends why they hate Dawes. Rich nigga, how I pop it on
pop
him.
It.
The top come out, so I dropped it on him. Paid 30K over sticker price, I had to cop it on him.
Woo.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up,
hold up.
We was down for so long, didn't have no choice but to go up.
Grow up.
Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up,
pull up.
Indirection name is on my girl, watching her glow up.
Woo.
Rich nigga, still in the neighborhood, still eating coca.
Yeah.
Street nigga, bitch, I'm in the Bentley doing donuts.
Yeah.
Taught myself how to get millions, ain't nobody show us.
It's dope.
From my young nigga, 50 balls, told a little nigga, grow up.
Yeah. I remember my mom and dad were living in a one-room shack. Nowadays, I wake up in a mansion.
Peace, God. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. We are back, man. I don't know what's going on with this board, man, but I'm going to just keep talking. I don't know if people know that they can get inside the chat. We are still new to this as well. So if you are wanting to get inside the chat, we have a chat that you can log on. Just go on Blog Talk. And once you... you log in, you can find For the Love of Commerce, and the chat should pop up once you load it and play it. But we definitely have a chat as well. Now I'm gonna go to a website that I pulled up, and it's called Foreclosure Homes. All right, Foreclosure Homes. Now let me tell you this: I'm not a realtor, and you definitely don't have to be a realtor in order to buy and sell property. Now, it's some game that I got, but, you know, I'm only giving that game to, you know what I'm saying, the private members. You know, it's definitely going to help you with, and it helped me when I bought my my third home, you know. And I actually didn't even buy it. It was the way that I purchased it and got rid of it that was interesting. And I learned that from one of the wealthy guys that I was telling you about. And, man, he's been doing it for years. And it's so simple. It's so simple. And you don't actually have to have money to actually get started with flipping houses. Let me say that. You don't need a dime to flip houses. That's the brilliantness behind making money in real estate, okay? But I'm going to go to the foreclosurehomes.com, and I'm going to enter in my zip code. And you can do this as well. Follow along. All right. Now, in my area, which is the East Memphis area, I live in the East Memphis area, home of the Memphis Grizzlies. All right. You can go on here and you can see certain homes that are basically for sale. Now, what are some of the things that you want to look for when going out and doing your due diligence on these property? All right. One of your due diligence needs to be how much money am I going to have to put into this property if I was to get it, if I was to purchase it? You know, how much am I going to make off of it as well? You see what I'm saying? Like, what is the value? Am I going to room it out? Am I going to fix it up and sell it? Like, you know, what kind of profit would I be making off of this house? All right. That's one of the first things you want to check out. I mean, me personally, I'm not going to spend too much on a fixer-upper. Fixer-upper is going to, man, it's going to come about, man, a few thousands. And, man, I'm going to fix it up and, man, get rid of it if it's just a fixer-upper, you know. Some of those fixer-uppers, now they pretty decent. You see what I'm saying? So it's just all depending on how you want to do things. Now, you do it the way that you feel comfortable. I tell people, some of the people that is in the class that I mentor, I let them know that, you know, taking aside, you know, a few hundred dollars a week out of their check to actually spend on fixing up a home, man, you'll have that home together within less than a year. And that was a year that you was messing that change off doing other things, you know, parlaying with your homegirls. And, man, they going to still be there. Believe me, I know. They're still going to be there if they're true friends now, you know. You don't have to worry about the fake friends. They're gonna stop hanging with you eventually anyway. But your true friends will support the idea. You see what I'm saying? And they'll start doing some of the similar things just to get ahead as well. Okay. Now, you want to take out, you know, a couple of hundreds out your check every week or every 2 weeks and set it to the side and say, you know what, this is going to be for the sheetrock. You know, I'm going to go ahead and get the sheetrock. Go ahead and get some, you know, you might have to get some wiring. So you want to go ahead and start purchasing the wiring, you know. You might have to board it up if it's not boarded up properly. Go ahead and start purchasing the boards. But, you know, just be consistent with it. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to have some type of consistency in order for you to actually make profit. Because, you know, you don't want your property just to be sitting up, not, you know, not gaining any wealth. All right. And then you set aside what some of the things that you have to do for the property. I tell you to pay an inspector. You can pay an inspector anywhere from $200 to $300 just to go in. And you might not even have to pay that much. You might be cool with an inspector. Some you just never know, you know. but it's worth not taking the risk, because if you got 15 to 20,000 set aside and you want to buy you a fixer upper, you don't want to be spending the whole 15 to 20,000 on a property to fix it up if you're not gonna actually gain in the long run. You see what I'm saying? Because now you might need more money. So you don't want to buy a property and, you know, you got damages in the roof, you got, you know, you got plumbing problem, unless you planning on redoing the whole thing. Now, it's doing that, it can kind of get expensive, but it'll be worth it in the long run. Like I say, if you do your due diligence on the property and the area that you get the property in, all right? again, doing your due diligence, you know, go out. Now, here's the thing. With buying property, right, you definitely don't have to buy in the area that you live in. I mean, the same way you do here in the area that you reside in, you can do it in another state as well. And those people would be glad to assist you in other states, sometimes quicker than people in your own state. You know, I don't know why it's like that, but it is definitely like that. Again, the thing is that you want to most definitely understand that buying these properties can bring you a great deal of income if you actually go out and, you know, do your due diligence. Okay. Now, I also do, get into the car business, you know. I definitely do that as well. Those are just some of the tricks and the trades that I like, because, for one, I like houses. Man, I love them. I love the beauty of them, you know. And then cars, I love cars, man. So when I got into the car business, I wanted to figure out how people were actually getting all these fancy cars, man, and getting them for dirt cheap and, you know, selling them for sky high, you know. So whatever you want to do, just understand that you can do it. You just have to be consistent with it. You have to definitely be consistent with it, because if not, then you'll most definitely lose focus. You'll lose focus. And ain't nothing like time wasted. You know what I'm saying? Man, I hate to waste time, because so many of the people that I grew up with had just started not valuing their time, and, you know, they're not here today to actually see another sunrise. So take time serious, all right? Take this time that you have now with what you are learning very serious, you know, and teach it. Teach it to those that want to know. When I got into this, I got into wanting to teach because, man, I felt like the information is very valuable. But, you know, I was so nervous when I started, you know, learning all of my information and wanting to teach, because I'm not a very good talker. You see what I'm saying? I grew up, man, I was a quiet guy. But when I started, but I always had this thing about me that always was willing to learn something new, okay? And so that's what I bring to the table, all right? bring, I went out and searched for this information, and if the little choir boy can turn into a well-spoken teacher, so can you. Use your talent, you know. But with this, the game of real estate, man, it's all about buying low, selling high. You buy low and sell high, meaning that you definitely want to go out and research the property. They have websites in every state because I did my search all over, and they have websites in every state that can basically guide you if you want a house in Colorado, Arizona. They can guide you through the process of seeing the house very clearly. Like these Google Maps, now they are so updated to the point to where it's like you can look on the inside of the house and feel like you're there. You see what I'm saying? So, but it's nothing like being there. I mean, if you can take a trip to where you need to go, but then do that. I talk to investors all across, from all the way from Memphis to California, and believe you me, working with some of the top-notch people shows you that all you got to do is just put a plan together, and it's wealthy people out there willing to pay for your plan. Okay, so you, man, you strategize this thing. Strategize it, you know, and I hate to, you know, to seem like I'm rushing it, but I actually am leaving out to city today to go to Texas. So I got like a long drive because I am afraid of flying. But yeah, so we're gonna kind of end the show kind of early. I just wanted to touch the whole thing with dealing with the foreclosures. And how you can actually, you know, get into this the whole buying and selling property. Now, the tax lien, totally different subject. Now, with the tax liens, let me give you a rundown of the tax liens. Tax liens are just liens on properties that when people fail to actually pay taxes on those properties. I like tax liens. I try to deal with tax liens, but now the thing about tax liens is it takes a lot of time. It could take, you know, 2 to 3 years, you know, just depending on what state you are living in. Now, the thing about the tax liens is that, let's say, for instance, a person don't pay their property taxes. You go behind this person and you pay the property taxes on this nice, beautiful house. Now, what happens with that is it goes into collections, and now those people owe you. They owe the state. They have to pay the state, but they actually owe you because you just invested in a lien for them. You didn't. You just had, you know, a couple of thousands sat to the side, you wanted to invest, you didn't have nothing else to do with it. So guess what? You decided to spend about $5,000 on a tax lien on a property that's worth at least $60,000, $70,000 or above. Okay? Now, when you do this, let's say these people decide that they don't want to pay for it, right? They don't want, hey, I ain't got $5,000 just laying around. Hell, you know. What happens is it goes into foreclosure. Now, you can be the one to foreclose on that property. Okay? Now, that's how the tax lien works. With foreclosure, now, it's totally different. You see what I'm saying? Now, you can write up your own foreclosure, or you can pay an attorney to do it for you, which costs a little more money. All right? So, but let's just say in all, you spend about, let's say, you know, $1,000 for, you know, $3,000 for the process and $5,000 for the house. You just scored big, $8,000. Let's say this house is worth $90,000. You see what I'm saying? You just scored real big. Now, that's the thing with tax liens. The only thing about it is it could take years. Like I say, it could take years, but good things are worth waiting on. You see what I'm saying? Strategize. How would you like to do it? You might start off small. You know, it might not be something that you can get in right now. Start out small. Start out by first buying your fixer up, fixing it, selling it. You see what I'm saying? And then turn around and, you know, work toward getting the tax liens. You see what I'm saying? Those tax liens become very handy. Very, very handy. All right? Yeah. This is going to conclude the show. I'm not sure if I thought Kalam would have been came in, but I guess he's not joining today. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show because and I actually went over my time that I was supposed to, you know, be here with you guys. But man, I hope that you learned something very valuable today. And we'll definitely be back on Sunday for Knowledgeable Sunday. We'll be going back into the book, We the Corporation. Okay? So be prepared for that. I want to kind of, you know, finish that book up, at least a couple of chapters, so that we can move forward with understanding how to do commerce out here, because we definitely want to know how to do and play the commerce game, private banking, get into some of this private banking. And, yeah, we'll definitely be back on Sunday. And don't forget about Tuesday, where we will definitely be here for Health Tuesday, because we definitely want to get into the health side of things, all right? All right, y'all. Well, man, we'll be back on Sunday, man. Peace to the gods.
The business concept was created to help smaller businesses boost and promote their services. At The Business Concept, we believe every business has a story. We design logos, menus, flyers, business cards, and more. Our starting rate is $25. You can contact us on Facebook at The Business Concept, on Instagram at TheBusiness_Concept, or email us at TheBusinessConcept1@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
I want you to ponder these four questions. Here's the first one, and that's why. Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share, develop every skill you possibly can, see every human you possibly can, go to every class you possibly can, touch everybody you possibly can, Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself. You've got to have your own list of why. Work on your list of why. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. In leadership training, here's what we learn. If the why is powerful, the how is easy. But if the why isn't strong, if your goals aren't powerful, if the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing. From the movie The Professional, as it said, we joined because we believed. We stayed because we were committed. We left because we were disillusioned. But we came back because we were lost. Without a dream, we are nothing. I'm asking you to sit down with your family and develop a dream strategy. I'm asking you to make a list of what you want. What kind of health do you want? What kind of skills do you want? What kind of income do you want? What kind of gifts do you wish to bestow? What kind of power would you like to have? What kind of influence would you like to have? I'm asking you to go home and work on the why. I'm asking you to have a vision. Now, here's number two. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question. Why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to establish some of your goals. I want you to give thoughtful consideration to your goals. And why not? If a farm boy can wander out of Idaho and finally arrive at this extravaganza, why not you? If we've got good health for many, why not the rest? If it's happened for you, why not others? And why not you? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you going to do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now, here's number three. Why not you? I wish I could say that to each of you individually, but it would take a couple of lifetimes to sit down and talk with each of you individually. But I would rather do that. I'd rather sit down and talk with you and your family with the fire burning in the living room than to be standing on this platform. That's my true desire. I'd love to talk to you and your children face to face. That's what I'd really like to do. I'd love to spend a couple of days with each of you personally and pour out my heart, my soul, what's going on in my head, what's going on with me, see if we couldn't connect and find something valuable. But time doesn't permit for us to have those intimate conversations and get to know each other that well. So I've got to do it from up here. But I want you to take it personal. And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family. Nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? And I'm here to say that I'm ready to pledge my support to make your personal dreams come true. I ask the question, why not you? But I'm not going to ask it and just walk away. I'm going to ask it and walk with you. And now here's my last question. My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now? There never was a better time. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now. It's not what happens that determines the major part of your future. Not what happens. What happens, happens to us all. The key is what you do about it. It's not what happens, it's what you do about it. And he said, if you will start that process of change, do something different the next 90 days than you did the last 90 days, like picking up the books to read,
do something different, like the new health disciplines, relationship with your family, whatever it is, doesn't matter how small it is. If you'll start doing different things with the same circumstances, since we cannot change the circumstances, but we can change ourselves. We can change what we do. And then he gave me another secret to success when he said, what you have at the moment, Mr. Roan, you've attracted by the person you've become. What you have at the moment, you've attracted by the person you've become. Few little simple principles here. Once you understand these, it starts to explain so much. Now, sometimes it's a little tough to take, blaming yourself instead of the marketplace, taking responsibility instead of putting it off on someone else. That transition sometimes is a challenging mission. And this one was a little tough for me. He said, Mr. Owen, you've got pennies in your pocket. You've got nothing in the bank. The creditors are calling. You're behind on your promises. And he says, here's how that occurs. You've attracted, up until now, you've attracted the things to you because of the person you've become. Now I said, well, how can I change all that? He said, very simple. If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside. To have more, you simply have to become more. And then he said, don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Start working on yourself, making these personal changes. And he said, it'll all change for you. I got a telephone call 5 years ago. The company said, we're ready to expand internationally. We need some help. I was sort of semi-retired, looking for the next exotic beach. They said, no, Mr. Roan, we got a project for you. We're going to expand internationally. We could use your help. Next little while, we'll add some millions to your fortune, make it worth your while. I said, okay. I thought later, isn't that interesting that they called me? My second thought was, of course they'd call me. Who else would they call? I mean, you know, I can get the job done. Now, how come I got a telephone call worth millions? I had become valuable. Now, I'm a farm boy from Idaho. I was raised in obscurity. 1 year of college, and I thought I was thoroughly educated. Made all kinds of mistakes galore. At age 25, the creditors are calling me saying, hey, you told us the check was in the mail. I got pennies in my pocket. I got nothing in the bank. I'm behind on my promises. How come I get a telephone call 5 years ago and it's worth millions? I changed. I turned my life around. Is it possible to become worth millions? Speaking economically, now there's a lot of values to become. But let's just talk economics. Is it possible to become that valuable? And the answer is, of course, of course. Now let me give you the secret. Shelf said, here's the secret, Mr. Roan. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Once I got that, it turned my life around. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. He said, if you work hard on your job, you'll make a living. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. If you would have known me at age 25,